The WBEN All Local. All Local. A daily look at what's happening in Buffalo, Western New York, and the world.
I'm Susan Rose.
I'm Brian Mazurowski.
A Buffalo police officer continues to recover after being shot while responding to a call on the city's east side Tuesday. The officer is recovering at ECMC after being shot in the legs, shoulder, and arm area. The officer's name has yet to be released, but we do know he's in his ninth year in the department and was alert and speaking ahead of a scheduled surgery yesterday.
The violence over the past few days in the city of Buffalo spurring community groups into action. Here's WBEN's Jim Fink.
With the recent spat of street violence in Buffalo, Pastor James Gillies, one of the city's leading peacekeepers, has an opinion on how to cut down on the attacks. His solution? An educational redirection.
We need more resources, and more importantly, we need to begin to create activities, recreational activities, anything. If we start creating programs from 4 to 7 p.m., we would just about almost eliminate the need to have groups before this violence that take place after school, that they don't have anything to do. So they create their own mischief, you know, and oftentimes doing all kind of things, you know, that end up with violent acts.
Gillies made a suggestion in the wake of two Buffalo police officers injured in separate attacks, both within days of each other. Part of the issue, according to Pastor Giles, too many guns and too many weapons out on the street.
Listen, guns kill. Everybody gets hurt by violence, you know.
This is Jim Fink for WBEN.com News.
Jim, thank you. A New York City man has been sentenced for his role in a murder-for-hire plot orchestrated by the Iranian regime.
Jonathan Lodeholt of Staten Island has been sentenced to 10 years in prison for his part in the murder-for-hire plot to kill an Iranian dissident journalist at the behest of the Iranian regime. Lodeholt was charged with scheming to kill journalist and human rights advocate Masih Alinejad, who fled Iran for the U.S. in 2009. She became a target of the Iranian regime for publicly encouraging Iranian women to defy Iran's dress code, forcing them to cover up with headscarves. Lodeholt is the second defendant to be sentenced in what the Justice Department described as a stalk and murder plot against Alinejad. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
Well, the first Great Lakes cruise ship to dock in Buffalo set to arrive later tonight. The American Patriot from American Cruise Lines has been on a tour of the Great Lakes. It was in Rochester last night, making its way through the Welland Canal for its next stop in Buffalo.
They will be coming and docking at the Miss Buffalo location over at Erie Street. And they'll be arriving, and it's going to be a really exciting endeavor. They'll be here for as a home port, so they'll be bringing people in. People will be flying in to start their excursion in Buffalo. I think that departs on Saturday.
That's Mark Wendell. He's president of the Erie Canal Harbor Development Corporation. The ship expected to arrive around 9 o'clock tonight. The Buffalo Fire Department's Edward M. Cotter fireboat set to be leading the cruise ship into the Buffalo River Channel. Pretty cool to be able to see that right here in Buffalo and have that really kickstarting what's going to be a lot of these.
Yes, there's seven that are scheduled for this year. And this is just the kind of the warm-up.
This is without the port, right? So you still have that. Hey, speaking of cruises, how about this? The cruise ship at the center of the deadly hantavirus outbreak undergoing a deep cleaning before it returns to its home port. Oceanwide Expedition says the extra work being carried out on the advice of local health authorities in the port city, where the vessel returned early last week, didn't elaborate on why extra cleaning was required. The health authority didn't have a comment immediately when asked about what exactly it was doing, but it's undergoing a deep clean. I don't know if I find
was,
out.
That's my ship. I was thinking at the time, how could they ever reuse that again?
Spraying? I
don't know.
New sheets? I don't know what's going on. The mattress? Is this, what room was this? You know, that's what I'd be kind of asking if I was on that boat.
Where were the victims?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
On this ship.
I'm not sure how you can get on that.
Ooh. Protests outside synagogues have prompted new legislation in New York, making it a crime to block entry to houses of worship.
The law doesn't just apply to Jewish houses of faith. It's now unlawful here to block someone from entering a house of worship or acting in a way that makes congregants fear for their safety. It gives cops the authority to establish 50-foot security perimeters to keep protesters at bay. Opponents see it as an attack on free speech. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Well, we're just a couple months away, really. Maybe not even that, maybe, from opening the new Highmark Stadium. Looks almost complete from the outside, if you look at it. Meanwhile, demolition of the Ralph is moving on. WBEN's Brayton Wilson was there.
According to Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz, there's been more than $5 million in sales so far for memorabilia out of the old Highmark Stadium, which is well above his and the county's expectations through this process.
We were hoping that we could get $2.5 million in sales, and they doubled it. So it's been good, and it's not totally surprising. People love their Buffalo Bills, and a lot of folks who were season ticket holders are actually buying their seats.
While Erie County is set to transition ownership of the stadium site to New York State, Poloncarz does note the county will still be involved in a number of things with the new stadium, as well as the surrounding properties, once this process is completed. This includes the site of ECC's South Campus, which will remain property of Erie County in the coming future.
Right now they're teaching out a couple programs, and at the end of the semester, then that'll be the end of all college work at that site, and then we go to the next step, which is, are we going to sell it, or are we going to try to control the site and work with the developer to turn it into an entertainment district.
And while construction is not fully complete with the new stadium just yet, everything remains on schedule for the Bills to be ready to move in the coming weeks. Poloncarz does note, though, the Bills could play a game there today if needed.
There's no concessions completed yet. They're in the process of doing that, so people would be hungry and thirsty, but you could sit in your seats and watch a football game. It's really at that point right now. 2 months from now, that stadium is going to be open. People are going to be in it, and then they'll be watching when you're inside the stadium. You can look across and see the demo that's actually gone on with the existing stadium.
Brayton Wilson, WBEN.com News.
All right, Brayton. We put a photo on Facebook this morning that was just taken yesterday of the demolition progress at the old stadium, an aerial picture taken by pilot Larry Cabato, where you can see what's left of the stadium. And it looks still like, I mean, the turf is gone. It looks...
The whole one end is basically gone.
Yeah.
If you
it's
look
all,
at it.
Yeah, down to nothing.
And, you know, so I'm guessing they move on to the... The other end, and then this, right. I don't know how it's going to go, but it is kind of crazy how quickly that came down.
Maybe the upper decks go next?
Yeah.
I don't know. But you see what's left. I still see the names from the Wall of Fame.
I still there. The and numbers, that, the kinda, retired numbers.
Right, retired numbers that really kind of shocks
Absolutely
me.
Absolutely surprises me that more wasn't taken for that auction. I think it's kind of crazy right. that you know there isn't more that was available. There wasn't even, I said auction, there wasn't an auction.
They talked about an auction, but... Yeah, it didn't happen as of yet.
Pretty interesting.
Your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast. Good deal sunshine today. Temperatures will be in the mid-60s this afternoon. For tonight, partly cloudy and comfortably cool. Overnight lows near 50. As we head into your Friday, good deal of sunshine with highs near 70. With your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast, I'm Chief Meteorologist Aaron Minkowski.
Joining us in the Bison Automotive Live Line, Pat Kaler. Visit Buffalo, talking about cruise ships coming into town. All right, Pat, it's got to be an exciting day for you. The first Great Lakes cruise ship to dock in Buffalo, set to arrive a little bit later on tonight. It's been talked about for a lot of years. It's got to be a long time coming, right?
It's been a long time coming, and it's an exciting day for Buffalo.
What do you expect for the arrival tonight, Pat?
Yeah, so tonight the boat will come in about 9 o'clock. Everybody will still remain on the boat, all of the passengers. So it'll be a quiet arrival. The Cotter will be out as it comes into Canalside. It'll be docking along Canalside by the Naval Park there. And then tomorrow morning starts all of the fun and festivities where the first set of passengers will go off on a day of touring around Buffalo and Niagara Falls.
Wow. I mean, it's pretty cool that the ships are here in Buffalo. Now, this ship is docking here and will take people on their cruise who are, you know, basically starting their cruise in Buffalo. Is that the preferred way to start this in terms of, you know, what you're interested in and bringing people to Buffalo? Is that the, you know, best bang for our buck, so to speak?
It absolutely is. So as you said, the first group will come in on the boat tonight. They will tour around on Saturday, and then they depart the boat on Saturday. And then the next group, they actually arrive in Buffalo on Friday. They will overnight in a downtown hotel. And then they get on the boat on Saturday afternoon, and then they depart. So this is one of those opportunities when the people are getting off the boat. They may actually stay a little bit longer in Buffalo, but the first group comes in, and they overnight in Buffalo before they get on the boat.
So we really have the benefit.
Not for confusion.
Yeah, but we get the benefit of those that are coming and those that are going.
Absolutely. So obviously with our airport being, you know, so fantastic with all of its connections, the cruise ships are really excited about the opportunity for embarkation and disembarkation of those passengers here in Buffalo.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. We mentioned this has been a long time coming. How far back do conversations about bringing these Great Lakes cruises to Buffalo go?
Yeah, it goes back about 3 years, maybe even a little bit longer. Great Lakes Cruises have been going on for decades, actually, and we've been watching several of our other Great Lakes City friends really enjoy the benefits of these cruise ship passengers coming in, because not only do they just come in on the cruise ships, but their propensity for return visitation is very high. They get a little taste of the community that they're touring around, and it motivates them to want to come back and spend a little bit longer vacation in those destinations. And so Milwaukee, for instance, they are expanding their port this year so that they can welcome even more cruise ships on a more regular basis.
I'm wondering what role Visit Buffalo plays. Does your staff have to meet the ship? Are you available for tours, or is that all done by the ship and their staff?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we've been working through ESD with the cruise ship companies. We've been hosting them over the last couple of years, bringing them in, showing them the destination, helping them identify where they would like, where their cruise passengers would like to tour, working with our local vendors, tour companies to make those arrangements. Our volunteers and my staff will be down at Canalside tomorrow with the welcome. We'll have the Daughters of Creative Sound that will be out creating a festive environment for those passengers as they disembark the boat to go on their tours. And then on Saturday, we'll also be hosting, if you will, kind of a impromptu send-off party down at Canalside at 2 p.m. The boat will actually leave at 2:30. There's been so much interest from our locals about seeing these ships. And American Cruise Line, this is one of the smaller boats that will be coming in the beginning. But I think it's a great opportunity for our locals to come out, wave off the boat on their bon voyage as they go on the next cruise.
What in Buffalo are you hoping to showcase or can be showcased to people coming in, going out on these cruises in, you know, that short time frame where they'll be here?
Right. So, and that's what a great question too, because we have 8 different cruise companies and they all have different interests. And so this group that will be coming in on the American Cruise Line, obviously they'll be going to Niagara Falls, they have 4 different tour opportunities: the Martin House, the Buffalo AKG, the Botanical Gardens, and obviously Canalside and the Military Park. So they'll have those. Everybody will go to Niagara Falls in the morning on Friday, and then in the afternoon they come back to the ship to have lunch, and then the afternoon they have their choice of those 4 other tours.
All right, so for now, these ships will be docking near Canalside, close to Erie Basin Marina, where there are really a lot of amenities. But eventually, they'll be docking at the Outer Harbor, near where the old Pier restaurant was, where there are not a lot of amenities. Are there more plans for the Outer Harbor?
I believe so, yes. You know, the preliminary designs that we have seen, you know, that they do look to put some more amenities out there. I've been watching all the comments on social media since the story came out. And a lot of thought went into this. It wasn't just, you know, here's where we're going to go. The cruise ship companies had a lot of input because there's a lot of infrastructure that's also needed for the ships, for sanitation, for food, for fuel, all of those types of necessary things to operate the boat. But also let's keep in mind that these passengers are getting on prearranged tours. So it's not as if they're going to be just walking around downtown. Now, the group that comes in that gets on the boat the next day, yes, they are staying in downtown, and so they'll experience all of the great amenities of downtown. But the passengers that are actually coming in on the cruises, they're getting on motor coaches to go and tour around the destination.
Okay. That's it's going to be interesting to see how that all works over at the Outer Harbor, which, you know, there's stuff popping up there, but I mean, it shouldn't be. I'm trying to think of cruises I've taken in the past, never a Great Lakes cruise, but, you know, when you dock on a cruise in the Caribbean somewhere, it's not like you're necessarily walking off the boat into this great thing. I mean, a lot of times there's nothing to see, and you got to, you know, hop on a shuttle or something else to get where you really want to go.
Yeah, I think that it's important to also think about the demographics of these cruise ships. They tend to be a little bit older, and so they're looking for more pre-arranged tours where they're getting on that motor coach. So they're going to get right off that boat and get on a motor coach to go to the Botanical Gardens, to go to the Martin House, to go to the AKG. So they're not going to walk to those places right off the boat. So the majority of these folks, they're going to be well taken care of. But over time, I'm sure, you know, then the port actually won't be open until 2028. So there's a lot of time to think about all of those other amenities, to plan for those amenities. And a lot of times it's local vendors just that pop up in those cruise port destinations that you're talking about.
Well, Pat, thanks so much. This is an exciting new chapter for the city.
It really is. Another new visitor demographic coming to our community.
That's Pat Kaler, President and CEO of Visit Buffalo.
That's the WBEN All Local. All new episodes are made available each weekday morning, produced by the award-winning WBEN Newsroom.